I'm the ambassador of state of Kuwait in Mexico. My name is Sami Isa Johar Hayat. I established the embassy here in Mexico City from September 2010. And this is kind of a historical moment. I'm the first ambassador to be resident in Mexico. So after 1 year and almost 4 months, we work closely with the Mexican administration, and we succeeded to reach to a decision that Mexico open an embassy in Kuwait with a resident ambassador. And I'm very glad to announce today that today, the 24th of January 2012, that the ambassador of Mexico, Luis Astal, presented his credential to the head of state of Kuwait, His Highness the Emir of State of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, and the Mexican embassy started working in Kuwait 4 months ago. And this is very big step between Kuwait and Mexico. We signed the agreement to establish the diplomatic relation between Kuwait and Mexico in 1975 when the Mexican president visited Kuwait. And during that time, until 1 year and 4 months ago, we established the embassies. But all these years, we were covering Mexico with non-resident ambassador. So our ambassador in Canada, he was covering Mexico, and Mexican ambassador to Saudi Arabia were covering Kuwait. Now, I think it's a new chapter, but very solid step between the two countries, and we look forward to exchange our experience more and more in many fields. Today, I like to promote my country in Mexico. I know, and everybody knows, that Mexico had big potential for Kuwaiti investment from the private sector and government sector. So we are working closely to sign in the near future many agreements that to frame our relation more and more and to make it solid more and more. And this issue, the first time that the head of the federal government and the mayor of Mexico City visited Kuwait in last October, and it was the first time that the highest level of Mexican authority to visit Kuwait. So it was he visited Kuwait and he met with His Highness the Emir, the head of state, with the Crown Prince, with the Prime Minister, and we take him to science scene to see our technology in oil fields and scientific center and the aquarium of Kuwait, and for the fund of the economic fund of Kuwait, which is help and assist and give loans for to do projects, joint projects and infrastructure and so on. So in his visit, he signed that what we call the twinning agreement between Mexico City and Kuwait City. This is will open the door for investment, for trade widely. So we are working now with the Mexican administration. We're going to receive next month a Kuwaiti businessman that showing their interest here in Mexico and to see the opportunity in Mexico and tourism and trade and food and spare parts of cars, any opportunity that Mexico can open the floor for us, we are ready for it. This is from the private sector. The government sector, we are now working with the Mexican administration that to arrange the visit of the finance minister of Kuwait, and who hold also under his command the Kuwait Investment Authority, which is the right hand for the government of Kuwait to invest as a government. So he will come in next March, and we're gonna demark the first commission committee between Mexico and Kuwait, and we're gonna sign some agreements on this subject, and one of them to protect our investment here in Mexico and to protect Mexican investment in Kuwait. So I want to say that within 1 year and almost one year and a half, we saw a lot of very high, you know, official visit between the two countries, which is, it gives me, and it gives everybody who's seeing and following this relation, it's booming in a way, in our interest. So, in last February, we saw, you know, the visit, the successful visit of the Foreign Minister of Mexico, Her Excellency Ambassador Patricia Espinosa. And after that, we receive her deputy, Foreign Minister, Ambassador Lourdes Aranda. And also, during her visit, all the ambassador, Mexican ambassador in the Middle East and Africa, they done their regional meeting in Kuwait during Lourdes Aranda visit. So it was big opportunity to brief them about Kuwait, about the opportunities we have to invest, and etc. And later on, we receive the formal ambassador, formal president of Mexico, Mr. Fox, and his wife, that he attend, you know, the conference of dialogue between the different civilization and democracy. So it was very good opportunity that we see a lot of officials. And during that time, this time, I created a body, it's called Kuwait and Mexico Friendly Ship Association. It's headed from the, you know, the Mexican side by Carlos Velarta of USA, and with five permanent big businessmen, Mexican businessmen, that they visited Kuwait, and we are planning for them another visit in the near future, maybe in March, that we continue our discussion and to see the opportunities. The opportunities of Kuwait now, it's very big. Why? Because it's the first big budget approved by Kuwait Parliament, and it's $140 billion, which will Kuwait will invest to renew the infrastructure and build new hospitals, at least 6 hospitals, new bridges, new highways, and new airports, and to do some renewal of our refineries in Kuwait and new piping. So it's big competition, but we love and we like to see a new foot, that solid foot for Mexican companies to present in Kuwait and show that the experience of Mexico in many fields that we respect, and we like them, you know, the private sector to join Kuwait and maybe gain some government tenders that, which is very big number and vigors, that they can join with us.